of y'all ready for what God has for you? Well, that was two of you. I don't know about the rest of you. I ain't figured you out yet. You know, there's been something that I've been battling here in the spirit. There's such a heaviness that is trying to latch on to people. And tonight, I believe that the Lord is really going to help you if you want it. How many of you here just need a little help? You know, the Lord put it on my heart today. He said, I want you to shift your message. I said, all right, Lord, whatever you want to do. He said, you're getting ready to start another series. Now, you know, Pastor ain't much on series, but lately this is just where God's got us at. Amen? And tonight, I'm going to start a series with you on Tuesday night called Bulletproof. It's time for everybody in here to learn. I'll give everybody a minute to get situated before I get started. Okay? It's time for us to learn how to become bulletproof. You have to understand you're an overcomer. You have to understand you're the head and not the tail. Okay? In other words, God is trying to raise some supernatural people to realize who they are. Been a good time for somebody to say amen. Go ahead and just look at somebody and say, you're not natural. Oh, say it like, oh, you got to say it like you believe it. Just, you know what? You're not natural. God put his super on you. You're supernatural. Now, you may not feel like that. How many of y'all feel like that? I told Mr. Johnny tonight I'm going to get him a Superman t-shirt and put it up under his shirt. Actually, his shirt tonight said something amazing. It says, y'all need Jesus. How many of y'all, we just need a little Jesus? Anybody here just need a little Jesus? So tonight, I just got to share some things with you because in this series, we're going to learn some things on how to stand against some of the things that the enemy is throwing at you. How many of you in here feel like he's attacking your character right now? I just want to let you know that this is a corporate attack. The enemy has been trying to cause, okay, your character to be ruined. And this is a corporate attack. It's upon the whole body of Christ. It's why you find people in the media talking about the churches and why you have people shooting at people in churches and why you have this going on in the church and that going on in the church. And you're hearing about people supposedly doing things that is not happening, but they're being raked over the coals because of who they are. Amen? How many of us in here realize sometimes you ain't got to do nothing to be raked over the coals? Sometimes all you got to be is a Christian for somebody to go, oh no, see, you're being where you're not actually respecting me and you're not giving me my way, so you're offending me. And in today's society, you make the front page of the newspaper when you offend somebody. You find where when someone breaks the law and you put somebody in harm's way and someone tries to stop you, that person can go on national television and rake somebody over the coals knowing they were wrong. And the society we live in today, we as Christians have got to learn what we can stand on. Amen? So tonight, I'm just going to take you in a series of things. Tonight, I'm going to show you how to stand against fiery darts. You say, what is a fiery dart? I didn't say arrow. I said a fiery dart. The Word talks about fiery darts that the enemy throws at you constantly. Anybody here ever been hit in your mind? Don't lie in church, and y'all might as well go ahead and just get loud now because you know I'm going to preach here in a second. Anybody ever been hit in your body? No, y'all ain't saying nothing right yet. Okay. No. See, how many of you been hit in your relationships? How many of y'all been shot at and hit in your wallet? Well, you get to the wallet, everybody wants to get all excited. Hey! But you talk about the mind and everybody goes, that ain't me. That's that person. No, that's you. No, that's you. That's you. Because what's happened is the enemy has duped you in your mind. So tonight I want you to turn with me to Isaiah 54, 17. And you can believe that this one verse right here is going to carry us through this series. You might as well go ahead and write it down. You might as well go ahead and learn it. Isaiah 54, verse 17. When you get there, just say amen. I know you're writing it down. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Now, I want you to catch this scripture. And do me a favor, every sermon you've heard, just throw it out of your mind right now. No weapon. Can I help everybody here? When the enemy comes after you, he doesn't come after you with more than one weapon. He comes at you with a weapon. It's a utensil. It is specifically designed to hit you. The weapon that is formed for you don't work on me. No, y'all got to hear me. Are you ready for this? It's why we get hit in different areas of our life. It's why you find even Paul said, Lord, if you'll just take this thorn out of my flesh. There was a weapon that was designed to hit Paul. No weapon that is formed. You need to write form down. The word formed there means predetermined. Predetermined. So in other words, the enemy already had that weapon set up for you from the time you were born. The enemy had a weapon designed to take you out from the beginning. And through your life, he keeps forming a weapon. Those weapons are individual for you. They're not made, okay, to work on you. Those weapons are formed to take you out. If he's got to use a relative to get to you, he will. No, y'all ain't going to help me. If he's got to use a sickness in your body, then he will. No, y'all got to hear me. Watch this. And tonight, I got to show you how to put some darts out. Because you know what happens with a dart? It's not a big arrow. Most of the time, darts are laced or dipped in a poison. So when it hits you, it just feels like a sting at first. But what it does is infect you and begin to go through your blood and change your character and change. No, y'all ain't going to say nothing. Okay? What happens is those darts are designed to hit you and then infect you so that it paralyzes you. It begins to change what you see and what you hear. No. See, there's different poisons in the world that begins to affect your vision. It can cause you to go blind. Or it can cause your ears to go deaf so that way you don't see God move like you used to see God move. You don't hear God like you used to. No, y'all ain't going to say nothing. No. Let the enemy hit you in an area of your life. And all of a sudden you go, Lord, where are you? Lord, where are you? But you have to understand that the Lord says you have a heritage. The Lord has an antidote for every dart. No, y'all ain't going to help me. The Lord already set some things up to take care of those darts. And tonight, I cannot wait to preach this because you're going to learn tonight. If you can grab this, you're going to start putting out some things in your life. Anybody want to put some things out? Anybody tired? No, listen, I'm sick of sickness. I'm tired of sickness. I'm tired of waking up, my back hurting, and my hip hurting, and my bladder hurting, and this hurting, my head hurting, and y'all ain't hearing me. I'm tired of the weapon that is formed, which the Word said will not prosper. And even the lying devil that tries to chatter in my ears. See, this is generational. No, y'all ain't going to say nothing, are you? No, you know what? This person had dementia, so you're going to... Y'all ain't saying nothing. Well, this person had diabetes, so... Well, this person had migraines, so... No, y'all got to hear what Pastor is saying. There is a weapon that the enemy has formed, but for those that are righteous and have an inheritance, it cannot, can't say cannot. No, it cannot prosper. In other words, it may hit me, but it can't. No, See, you got to be like Paul when that thing latched onto you and tried to pump the venom in you. He just shook it off and go, no, I got a heritage. No, I got, no, you don't understand. It can't prosper, so I'm just going to shake it back off into the very pit it came out of. You go back to the fire from which you came, because I understand no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. I have a heritage. And tonight I want to show you some things. Is that okay? Are you ready to learn? If you're ready to learn, I dare you to poke somebody. Just say, you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready for this? I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 6 after you poke a couple of people and just say, are you ready? You guys going to put this up on the screen? Because if you are, then I'm going to preach the mess out of it. Look at him. He's already got it up there. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Don't turn your head off because you've heard it preached before. I'm going to need your help in a minute. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and... Say that. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Stop it. Because what you're doing is when you wrestle with flesh, what happens is you get wore out. Now, y'all ain't saying nothing. How many of you tired of fighting with your spouse? How many of you tired of fighting with this person? How many of you tired of fighting with that coworker? How many of you sick and tired of fighting? No, listen to Pastor. We're not going to fight with them because all they're doing is being used by the enemy to wear you out. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Go to verse 13. We're going to move fast because I got to get you there. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Here's where most of the saints pick up a piece. Let me just pick up a piece. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Go to verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Verse 15. And your feet shod with the gospel of peace. Go to verse 16 is where I want you to get. Above all. How many of you have read this before? How many of you have read it 100 times? You're supposed to have the helmet. You're supposed to have the breastplate of righteousness. You're supposed to have your feet shod with the gospel of peace. You're supposed to have the belt of truth on. But above all, I dare you to look at somebody and say, above all. Above all. Taking the shield of faith. You got to catch this. Taking the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Can I just help you with this? Roman soldiers would take their shields and they would take them down to the water and they would soak them in the water. They would let them become saturated. Absolutely, until it was so saturated it would drip with water. And those Roman soldiers understood that one of the tactics of their enemy was to burn their shield. How many of y'all in here feel like sometimes the enemy shoots right through your faith? No, y'all got to lift your hand and tell truth in church. Sometimes you feel like the enemy just shoots right through your faith. What happens is he pulls back and he shoots that dart of sickness right into your right into your shield, and all of a sudden you get this hole beginning to burn through. And as it burns through, what does he do? He launches another one right into your body. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing. See, the difference is that we got to understand, above all, the man of God said, above all these things, guys, you have to take up the shield of faith wherewith you're able to quench. What am I soaking and saturating my shield in? I'm soaking it in the Holy Ghost. I'm soaking it in the presence of God. Do you understand? It says that the Holy Ghost moves like water. It says that he moves like water and he moves like breath and he begins to consume and saturate. See, in order to get some of these darts out, you got to stay in the presence of God a little longer than what you have. Come over here, son. You got to help me out. See, I got to get you to see this. In your life, you've got to learn to pick up those things and get yourself in a position where you can put them out. You got to begin to arm yourself. Come over here and show me how to arm myself. See, you got to understand it's not something you can do. It has to be. Pull it tight. I don't want nothing coming through. See, in your life, you're trying to put it on. When the armor was never designed for you to put it on, it takes the Lord to put it on you. Not you try to, watch this, put on the armor. In other words, Lord, here I am. By my choice, put it on me. Put this on me. Lord, teach me how to become bulletproof. Teach me how to guard my heart. Teach me how to pick it up. Teach me how to be saturated. Teach me how to be in your presence. Teach me that when he shoots it, even when it hits me, it has to go out. Above all of these things, you got to take up the shield of faith. How many of you have been healed before? Oh, lift your hand. How many of you have been healed? So when the enemy shoots the dart of sickness at you, do you just take it? Do I settle for this? No, listen to me. There is a process of where it does burn. Y'all ain't hearing me. You have to understand they will be shot. They will be stuck, but they can't prosper. No, you got to hear me. When sickness comes, symptoms are going to come. Pain is going to come. But when it comes, I realize, wait a minute. This is the place where I can say, Lord, I'm going to stand in faith. If you did it once, you can do it again. No. I'm going to take up the shield of faith. I'm going to take it up because I realize that if he's already done it, then it's already been under the anointing. Fire going on out there. Preaching too hard. When you stay saturated, when you keep that thing saturated, Stephanie, it comes, and when it tries to burn, what happens is it sticks. But when it hits the saturation of God, it has to go. It's got to go out. So when it sticks, it's going to burn for a minute, but then I'm going to go, thank you, Lord. It ain't going to prosper. How many of you feel dry? I'll be honest. How many of you feel dry? I miss his anointing. I miss his presence. No, you feel dry. And what happens is in the times of dryness, because not because God left you. Not because God left you. Because God can't lie. If he said he would never leave you or forsake you, Stephanie, then you have to understand. The Lord didn't leave you, Stephanie. When I get dry, I got to go to the source. Come on, when you get thirsty, you go to that water faucet, don't you? You're going to that refrigerator, aren't you? You're going to go right up in there. You're going to come right up in there and get that source. I got to get back to the source. Why is it as Christians we don't go back to the source? Sickness tries to come in my body, I go back to the source. And sometimes my faith is not enough. No, y'all ain't going to hear me. Sometimes my faith is not enough. So then I call on the elders of the church. Can I just help everybody here? Your pastor spoiled you. I've spoiled you. Because what happens is that you expect pastor just to come to you and pray over you. You never ask. The word says ask. I'm preaching better than y'all saying anything right now. See, what happens is today we want the hand out instead of the hand up. No, pastor, my body hurts. Will you pray over me? Yes, I will. But you know what? Lately, the Lord's told me, he said, don't you go to them. Don't go to them. Some of y'all going, well, why ain't pastor prayed for me? It's because the Holy Spirit arrested me and says, time for you to grow up. Are we going to be the body of Christ? Are we going to rest in everything that he says? Then we have to walk it according to what he says. Pastor, you being rough and tough. No. I got to be what the word says. If I do anything less than, then what happens is that then I become ineffective. See, a lot of times we want to blame God for things that we're supposed to do. Above all things. Above all things. Above all things. Above all things. You have to take up. Oh, God, help me! You're getting tore up! And your shield is there the whole... No, y'all ain't helping me. No, you got to catch this because I'm trying to teach you. I'm trying to share with you a key to the kingdom of God. I'm trying to share with you how to overcome. I'm trying to share with you how to come out of depression. Come out of sickness. Y'all ain't going to help me. Y'all ain't going to help me. How to come out of people controlling you. How to come out of people manipulating you because you have no discernment because you're not in his... Above all, take up the shield of faith. You got to grab it and go, Lord, I thank you. You've already done this by faith. Lord, you said in your word, by your stripes, I'm healed. You said I'm the head and I'm not below and I'm above. And Lord, you said all of these things about me. And Lord, what I got to do is I got to stand in faith. How do I build myself up? I pray in the Holy Ghost. And then I allow the word to build. You know what the problem is today is churches today want the handout on faith. Oh, just let pastor's faith heal me. Let pastor do this. Let pastor do that. No, and what happens is you got a powerless church. You got people who could be in their 80s and they're weaklings. Because nobody is teaching them truth. The truth is you got to do something to get something. By faith. By faith, I'm going to pick up my shield that's saturated in the anointing of God. Do you understand that you have an inheritance? Do you understand that you're a child of the Most High God? Do you understand that when Jesus died on the cross for you and you asked him into your heart, you accepted the greater that comes inside of you? So then I dare you to go ahead and tap into the anointing. No, y'all ain't going to say nothing. I dare you to tap into the source that is living on the inside of you, the one that is super, the one that is super, the one that makes super on your natural become supernatural, and you got to real. My God, I'm about to preach. Y'all done got me wound up. What you don't understand is that you got to take it up. Or you going to be like the man said, Lord, if it's your will. No. What do you mean if it's my will? My will is that you prosper and be in good health. No, are y'all catching this? To put out the fiery darts of the enemy, you have to. No. You have to pick it up. How many of you just went, when you're sick, you just laid right in the presence of God and said, I'm not getting up until you touch me? Boy, there ain't very many said amen to that. I have. I've been to the place where I've been so sick, I said, God, either heal me or kill me. No, y'all ain't been there. Y'all ain't been there. I've been in the pain so bad where I said, Lord, just take me home. I'll be happy. And the Lord said, are you kidding me? I'll just heal you. I just had to get you to go through this so that way you could experience and tell others how to come. I've been on the place of death. I've had a doctor look at me and say, about one more minute and you wouldn't have had no life in your body. I've been there. I've been there. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But I had a praying mother who was full of faith. No. And when the doctor said, I don't know what we're going to do, she said, I know just exactly what to do. I can take him to the great physician. And when I take him to the great physician, then I know, okay, I can bind up death in Jesus' name and declare there's an anointing on that man right there. Lord, there's an anointing on my child. You can't take him yet. See, some of y'all in here, y'all need to get back to the basics of just going, Lord, by faith, I need to move. Is everybody doing good? Y'all making me preach in a bulletproof vest. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Let's move. I got to show you some things real quick. Real quick. How many of you want to learn how to put them out? I said, how many of you want to learn how to put them out? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant. See, I'm giving you some scriptures you know, but you ain't never looked at them this way. You mean to tell me above all of that stuff, above the helmet and above the sword and above this and above that? Yeah, I'm telling you above that, because he wouldn't have wrote it if he didn't mean it. And then he turns around and says, be sober, be vigilant. See, you know what the problem is? Is we're living in the last days. In the last day, it says we're going to wax cold. People are looking for the handout in church instead of the hand up. And the Lord keeps telling me that over and over again. It's time for me to awaken my church. My church is sleeping. You're sleeping in the Word. You've been preached and lulled to sleep, and you've not accepted truth. Be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, he tells you who your enemy is. Just so that anybody here understands, you have an adversary, and his name is devil. D-E-V-I-L, and not DeVille, devil. As a roaring lion, he walks around seeking whom he may devour. Now go to the next verse real quick. Whom resist steadfast in what? No, see, you've read the scripture, but you didn't get it. How do I resist him? I use the shield of faith. How do I resist? Now, see, what we want to do is go, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And things will move. But the Word says if we resist him, no, guys, listen. It's okay to say in the name of Jesus you got to go, but there's something you got to do. You got to resist in faith. Some of y'all wondering why the devil keeps coming at you, because you're not working the Word. But I like it preached to me instead of, then this is why you keep getting beat. Resist. Steadfast. You think he's going to stop? You think just because you say in the name of Jesus, he's going to run, but guess what he's going to do? Come on, how many of you know that to be truth? Come on. Y'all know it's true. The Word doesn't lie. Whom resists steadfast in faith? In faith. Look at somebody and say, in faith. How many of you know that the enemies ran from you before, so why would you want to quit now? Just because they're going to repo your car? Just because that of this problem or that problem? Hello, church. Hello, church? No, y'all ain't going to help me. See, I've been there. They come in to pick up my car. They come to do this. They come to do that. It didn't change my faith when they had to drop it after they wanted to come hook up to it because I walked to the mailbox and there was a check there to cover it. No, y'all ain't saying nothing. See, by faith, I said, Lord, you said that you would supply my needs. It wasn't because I wasn't working. It was just because the enemy attacked so hard, he stole everything I had. I was faithful. How many of you realize when you're faithful, you got a God that's faithful? No, golly. See, the problem is that you're asking God to always be faithful, but you're not. Pastor, you're preaching too hard tonight. You hammering us. No, I'm not. In love, I'm giving you truth because you've got to shift the mentality. Do you want to grow or do you want to stay a baby? I can preach John 3:16 if that's what you want me to preach. I can preach heaven if you want me to. Or I can preach what the Spirit of God told me to preach to you to get you to grow. Whom resists steadfast in faith? Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren all around the world. Can I help you? There's other people around the world sick just like you. There's other people around the world right now in a financial place or worse than you are right. No, y'all ain't going to say nothing. No. And good Christian people like that. No, y'all ain't going to say nothing. No. There's little kids that love God that don't even have a meal and wonder where their next meal's coming from. No. There's people right now, their car being repossessed just like your car being repossessed. No. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Somebody come in and stole from them and begin to tear down their character. No. See, you got to understand all around the world, all of us are in this thing together. You still with me? So where are we lacking? The church is lacking in people standing in faith together. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. I ain't talking about coming together and just praying to change the city. I'm talking about by faith. People all around the world are standing up and saying, my city or our cities is already being changed. See, what I pray is this goes all over the world. Because it's time for the church to begin to realize we got to stand in faith together and resist the enemy, and we'll see changes in our streets. People won't have to walk down the street being scared no more. Y'all ain't saying nothing. People scared to come to church, afraid they're going to get shot now. Can I just help some people? I want a reverent fear of God to begin to come all over this world again. When someone tries to pull up in front of a church to shoot a gun and an angel steps out in front of them. No, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. See, we have to understand that we have an inheritance. My God, have mercy. Listen, I've seen them walk in the door and shoot at a man of God and watch the bullet hit the platform and not hit them. No, don't tell me. I've been in places where I taught with missionaries where they took gasoline and they poured it all over the house as they slept. And they went around the house trying to strike matches. And what they found the next day, what woke them up in the morning was a smell of gas. And when they went outside, it was match after match after match was burnt out and couldn't even burn the gas because every time they struck a match, the Spirit of God went, whoosh. I watched as one missionary had a vehicle given to him so he could reach the people in places nobody else could get to. And the witch doctors came in and covered his car in gasoline and lit it afire and ran off. And he walked out and he said, oh my God, Lord, this was the outreach. They put the flames out and not one thing was burnt. They washed the car and it looked like it had the best paint job in the world. The witch doctors came back and began to bow down in front of him and said, obviously your God's bigger than ours. We need him. See, when are we going to get back and start seeing the miracle signs and wonders is when we begin to resist him steadfast in faith. But the God of all grace who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after we've suffered a while, a little, what does the dart do? Yes. After you suffered a while, what happens? It will make you. See, when you've been through something, you know not to go back to that something. And y'all ain't going to help me. See, if God did it once, then I know that He'll give me that stepping stone to step on again. See, I don't have a bit of problem getting out the boat in the middle of a storm when I know He already put that stone there, so I'm ready to go. He's already turned that water into concrete right there in front of me because, you know what, I've already been down this step before. I done been down this step. See, how many of y'all feel like right now you're getting ready to step in something you have never stepped in before? You know what you have to say to that? Glory. You ain't saying that. Glory. Hallelujah. See, I don't want to stay in the same glory I was at before. No, y'all ain't going to help me. I don't want to stay in the same level I was at before. No, God, stretch me. Help my faith to grow. I want my faith to grow. Lord, I want to be able to believe that, you know what, thousands of dollars is going to come in. Because it's going to take that to change. I got to believe for buses. I got to believe for people. I got to believe for all of these different things. And you know what? That's a stretch of my faith. See, I've been to the place where I had to believe Him to do a miracle of healing, so I don't have that issue. But you know, there's certain areas everybody struggles. You know, your pastor, I don't preach on money, and I don't like preaching on money. I believe that people should give cheerfully out of their heart and that they're obedient to the Word. This is an area where I have to go, Lord, this is a stretch. To do what we need to do, we need how much money? You wonder why, Pastor? Because I got to quit. I used to have some up there. Oh, my goodness, I had a lot. Watch this. No. When you suffered a while, it'll make you perfect. It'll establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. Are you still with me? It's time for you to push back. Anybody ever have a bully in school where they come up and push you? And at first, you were intimidated. Anybody ever been intimidated? After a while, you have enough. And you get a little faith in yourself and a little self-confidence in yourself, so when they push you, when your levels finally got to the place where you just, okay, it don't matter how it's going to come out, it's just getting ready to happen. See, what happens is when we start to get to a place where we have prayed enough and we've prayed in the Holy Ghost and built up our most holy faith and we've got into the Word and we stand on the Word, and when the enemy begins to push, you push. I'll fix you, devil. I'll sow a paycheck just to fix you. I've done it. Somebody come in and tell me, you know, you got a bill for this. Well, it's pretty obvious that my check don't match that, so I guess that if it doesn't meet my need, it's seed. So I'll just sow it. And then get a phone call 2 days later and go, you know what, we ain't going to charge you nothing. We'll just wipe that clean. I appreciate that. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not by faith, it's by fear you're holding on to. Let me keep going. Can I keep going? Can you handle a little bit more? Go to 1 Peter 4, verse 12. Look at this real quick. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though something strange has happened to you. Fiery trial. Fiery dart. You see it? Verse 13. But I love the Word. Every time the enemy says something, you always get, but. Come on. How many of y'all love whenever God says, but? But. Whose report will I believe? I'll believe the report of the Lord. See, what I've got to do is realize, but rejoice, insomuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings. You realize there was a time when Jesus didn't have no money. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Pay the taxes. Got to pay the taxes. Got to pay the temple tax. I appreciate you, Peter, putting me in this mess. You know what? While you're at it, why don't you just go there and throw a hook in the water, and the first fish that grabs it, there'll be more than enough in there to pay not only mine, but to meet yours too. He didn't fret, did he? Hey, boys, you feed the 5,000. No, y'all got to hear this. How did Jesus defeat the enemy? By faith. Lord, bless this bread. Lord, bless this fish. Do you understand what he did? By faith, he lifted it up and he said, Lord, I break this and I ask you to bless it. By faith, he knew that, okay, 5 and 3 don't equal 5,000. But in God's kingdom, he multiplies. No, y'all got to hear this. The Father multiplies. He doesn't add, he multiplies. You're still in the place where you're going 1 plus 1 equals 2. And the Lord multiplies. See, when you get out of the place where it's you and you realize it's him, then you realize it multiplies. That when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad as with exceedingly, exceedingly. How many of y'all got healed and you were happy? How many of you got a check in the mail and you were happy? How many of you got a raise on your job and you was happy? Lasted for about 30 minutes, didn't it? And then the bill came in the mail, and then you had to meet the bill, and then you realized, oh, man. And you put yourself right back in that position again, because what happened is you let the enemy come in and steal your joy. What he's trying to say to you is everything you're going to face has already been defeated by Christ. Can I help you? When you don't have the faith, then why don't you tie into the greater one that's in you? There's times when I ain't got it. No, y'all got to hear me. There's times when Pastor ain't got the faith. Oh, did that blow some of y'all's mind? There's sometimes I sit down and I go, Lord, and he goes, it's okay, I got it. Like when someone calls you and says they're about to pass away. The Lord says, it's not their time. How is a little guy like me going to walk up into a room and go, I bind the spirit of death? How can that be? I have the faith for that. But then I tap into the one that could stand in front of a tomb after 3 days and go, Lazarus. Y'all ain't with me tonight. Your mind's somewhere else. See, then I realize that the greater one is in me, and I can go, wait a minute, Lord. You had to call Lazarus by name, because if you didn't, everybody would have come out the grave. You had to call Lazarus by name, because all the graves would have come open. And my God, could you imagine the mess then? Okay, everybody trying to figure out who belonged to who. No, Jesus had to be very specific. Lazarus, come forth. And then as he's coming forth, you understand nobody went in to get him. Lazarus had to come. And isn't it funny that all the people that were there that was weeping all of a sudden went to a place of, hey! Just sometimes I ain't got the faith. I go back to the source. It's just sometimes you need to turn your phone off. Y'all ain't gonna like me when I say this. When the family's calling you over and over again, when the bill collectors are calling you, y'all ain't gonna. Now, don't expect God to dig you out of your, oh, y'all ain't gonna help me. You sit there and keep running that credit card up and not pay it. That, whose fault is that? I know y'all don't like me now. Sometimes we want God to bail us out of things that we keep putting ourselves into. when the Word says, if we'll do it His way, joy will be attached. Strength will be attached. Deliverance will be attached. Y'all gotta hear this. Can you go to Genesis real quick? Can we do this real fast? Can you handle this? Can you handle two more? Are you sure you can handle two more? Because this next one right here, I could preach for about 3 hours. Genesis 15. You ready? Father Abraham had many sons. How many of y'all? Yes, yeah, y'all got it. How many of y'all in here, the enemy shoots darts at your destiny? Some of the attacks you're going through is because of your destiny, what God has anointed you and called you to do. Here in Genesis 15, verse 1, you find this. It said, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, for I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward. Can I just help you with this? He was struggling with, how am I going to be the father of nations when I can't even have a child? His destiny was being attacked. How many of you in here, your destiny is being attacked? They're after your character. They're after tearing down what God said. The enemy is constantly beating you. He's shooting those darts in your mind. Well, you know you didn't do it this time. Oh, you're supposed to be a millionaire? Look, you can't even pay your electric bill. Oh, you're supposed to be this and you're supposed to be that? And he's steady shooting those things. Kind of reminds me of a machine gun. And he shoots every one of them after your destiny. But then God gives you one word. Imagine getting one word from God like this. Hey, Abram, don't you worry about it. I got it covered. Can I just help everybody here? Don't you worry about it. God's got it covered. Y'all gonna make me run? What you worried about it for? God's got it covered. It's His will for your life. It's your destiny that He lined out for you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. He's already set things up for you. The Word said He's done made paths for you. He's already caused your foot not to slip. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. All right, you're just going to make me preach right here for a second. See, what you got to understand is He's already got it. So why are you fearing? Why are you letting that dart infect you when God said, I got this? Worried about a building? I ain't worried about a building. Worried about a paycheck? I ain't worried about a paycheck. Worried about people sitting in a seat? I ain't worried about people filling this church. I'm just going to preach the Word and let God bring them in. No, I'm just going to love on people and let the Spirit of God do His job and let God do His job. And I'm going to get out of the way and just be a mouthpiece and love on people. That's all I want to do. I just want to love on people. All I want to do is love on people and preach and sing and enjoy the presence of God with you. Here you find the Lord saying, not only, Abram, do I got this, but I'm your shield. If you ain't got faith in nothing else, just realize God's got you. There's your shield. David said it best too. He turns around and turns in the book of Psalms and he says, you know what, Lord, you're the lifter of my head and my shield. Over and over again. He's your shield. He says, I'm your shield. He told him, he said, don't worry about this battle. I got this. It's the same thing. I'm your shield. You ain't got the faith? Gideon, I got. Hey, Doubting Thomas. You ain't got enough faith? Well, just let me show up. Ooh, isn't it just like God, man? Oh, I get tickled. I get tickled because isn't it just like God, about the time you're about to just check out is when He shows up and goes, I told you I had this. What part of this didn't you understand? That's His favorite words to me. What part of this, Eric Wilder, don't you understand? That's what I hear over and over. Does He ever speak to y'all like that? Oh, He's called me stiff neck, hard head. No, you don't want me to go there. Oh, I'm sorry, he don't speak to y'all like that, does he? when you get a relationship with him, be surprised how clearly he'll speak to you. When you begin to believe and have faith, you'll see things you've never. When you begin to resist the devil in faith, you'll begin to see things move that's never moved. See, I'm just teaching you how to stand against it. Because all you ever taught was declare the name of Jesus. And I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying, where's your faith? Jesus has already done his part. Have you done yours? Choose you this day who you're going to serve. Here's a thought for you. He's already done it for you. You just got to serve. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 12 tells you to fight the good fight of faith. Fight. Resist. Do you want a crown? Do you want to win? Then why are you sitting in the corner after the bell's done rung? You're not knocked out. By fear, it's holding you in the corner because you look on the other side and he looks bigger than you are. I always put my money on the little guy. You say, why? Because they have more in them than the bigger ones. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Can I just help you? Fight the good fight. And I'm done. Watch this. Fight the good fight. Get out of your corner. Get out of the corner. The enemy has put you in the corner for too long. Get out of the corner. Lay hold of eternal life. Can I just help you? Are you ready? How do you lay hold of something? Even when it moves, you still got to. When it tries to run from you, reminds me of Jacob, doesn't it? Let me go. I'm not letting you go until you bless me. No, y'all ain't saying that. Okay, let me just shut up. Y'all want me to shut up. Y'all just want me to go sit down. No, no. See, you got to understand. Listen, I want to lay hold of it. I want to grab a hold of it. I'm going to fight. I'm going to resist. By faith, I'm going to grab a hold of it, and I'm not letting it go. Whereunto you're called. And he professed a good profession before many witnesses. He said this. He said, you say you're a Christian. You confess it out of your mouth, but you're still sitting in the corner. Fight. Resist. I am not going to sit in a pit of depression. Say it. I will not sit in sickness. As long as you sit there and go, I accept it, it'll stay. But when you put up a fight, it goes with every bully. All you got to do is put up a fight. No, y'all ain't going to help me. Whether you win or lose, you just got to put up a fight. Most of the time when you bow back up and go to them, they go, oh, wait a minute, they ain't the little wimpy weakling I thought they were. See, can I help you? The devil already knows what's in you, and he's scared of what's going to come out of you. Put it on. Put it on. Listen, if you think this is good, you just wait till next Tuesday. As the children of God, we've got to learn to put out the fiery darts of the enemy. Get that garbage out of your mind. Why are you letting that soul tie holding on to your heart? Why are you letting that thing hold you back from the anointing of God? Why are you letting that person cause you to stay in a pit? Why are you letting that infection? You don't know the hurt I've been through. No weapon formed against you can prosper if you'll just stand in faith and go, I know the one who can heal it all. I've been beat on. I've been abused. I've been a lot of things in my life. It doesn't define who I am. When I got alone and I found Jesus, and I realized I could put out the fiery darts of the enemy, I began to take territory in my life. I took back my joy. I took back my peace. I was a young man whenever the Lord showed me. He said, I gave you a gift of joy. And then hurt and pain and abuse and different things began to happen in my life, and I let it be taken from me for a while. It wasn't until I read these scriptures and I realized, wait a minute, above all, see, I got faith that he can do it. And when I grabbed a hold of that, the enemy started running and I started taking territory. Y'all ready to start taking some territory? By faith, some of y'all need to take some territory. Amen. Lift your hands up all over this house. Just close your eyes for just a minute. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this word falls on good soil. I bind up the enemy that would come and try to snatch the seed. I pray that right now it's going to produce 30, 60, and 100-fold, Lord, in lives tonight. Lord, we're not just going to declare, Lord, what you've already finished. We're going to do our part. And by faith, we're going to stand. We're going to resist. We're not going to let the enemy run roughshod in our lives anymore. We take the word and we ignite it in our lives tonight. Father God, we surrender our lives to you. I pray, Father God, for every hurting person here, every person in a place of lack. I pray that right now, that Lord, you begin to raise us up and say, by faith. Lord, I thank you by faith. That, Lord, you met needs then and you meet needs now. Lord, you healed then and you heal now. Lord, you delivered then and you deliver now. And, Lord, you break yokes by your anointing. Back then, Lord, break them in us now. We receive your word tonight, Lord. I pray that, Lord, again, Lord, please don't let this go over their head. Let this go in their heart. Lord, I pray that, Lord, we will do our part as Christians to line up with your word. And we'll see the manifest glory of God and the power of God. We thank you for all these things. We call it done now in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Did I mess y'all up too much tonight? Did I mess you up too much tonight? Guys, one thing that I want to say to all of us here is that I know many years, even in myself, I had to ask the Lord to wake the word up in me. And the reason why is for many years, I heard people preach the word and different things. And I always asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why do I want to see you moving in the ways that you moved here? And he says, because you're not doing what my word says. So how many of you realize when you work the word works? Amen. So by faith, if we want to see the enemy go, we got to resist in faith. Amen. So the fiery darts that are coming, and everybody say, they're coming. We're going to see them go out. They're not going to prosper. Amen. So I got great news for you. Some of you being attacked in your character, those words are going to hit the ground and they're going to die right before your eyes, because you are the righteousness in God. Amen? So keep your head up. Look at somebody, just say, put your head up. Put your head up. No, listen. Keep your smile on your face, because you know what? No matter what they say, they can't change who you are. Amen? Because you got a word from God that says who you are. Amen? Is all hearts clear tonight? Everybody got that word? Guys, please, I pray it falls on a heart that you guys can receive that. Okay, amen. And all I want to say to this church is this. There was a word given last year that said some of these words that are getting ready to come out are going to cause stones to break. I know over the past couple of months that the Lord has been giving this house a lot of revelation, because a lot of people have been taught things their whole life. And what it's happened is that you haven't been able to receive, so your heart gets hard. And what the Lord is doing right now is he's causing all of us to have a heart of flesh and not of stone. Amen. I don't know about anybody else. I want to get back to the place where I'm pliable. I want to be a man after God's own heart. So when his heart beats, mine beats. Does anybody want to be like that? Amen. Amen. All hearts clear. Did y'all enjoy that word tonight? Amen. I hope it really helped you. Amen. The ushers have in their hands, they have a prayer card. They also have the tithing envelope. I'll ask you to lift your hands up. Get one of those in your hand. If you need a prayer card, get them. Grab one right now. Don't let it pass you by. If you need a tithing envelope, grab one. Don't let it pass you by. This is your moment. Amen. Ladies, prayer breakfast. Carpooling, heading out. Y'all make sure you see Miss Marianne. Friday night, men. This Saturday. What time? 8:30 a.m. sharp. 8:30 sharp. Okay. Men, Friday night. I'll see you Friday night. And actually, men, this Friday night, I've already put this out to all the teenagers in the back. Yes, I'm coming at too. All the teenage young men in the back will be with us Friday night. So I need as many men. This Friday night, my teenage young men in the back will be with the men. Every one of us men, Joshua's men, we will be eating together. And on Friday night, we are going to be ministering to our young men. Okay? Because it's time for us to raise a generation of young men to know who they are in God. And we're going to show it to them by example. This Sunday coming, right? We are going to be going. Y'all see Brother Kenneth back there in the back? We are going to be actually there with a tent set up, table set up. I'm working on a bounce house to put out there. They got electric? Great. So I don't have to worry about generators. Hallelujah. And we're going to set up, and what it is against domestic violence, correct? And gun violence. And if you know anything about it, we are in the middle of some of the hardest times and attacks this city has ever seen, which means that the church needs to come together. It's time for us to really come together and get our voices heard and get in the community, okay? Instead of us being a sleeping giant, why don't we wake up and take down some giants? Amen? So I encourage you, you need more information, see Brother Kenneth right there. Brother Kenneth has got anything else, Brother Kenneth, off the top of your head? Did I cover everything? It's times. 5 o'clock? 5 o'clock until? 5 to 9. 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Church, I invite you to come out. Pipeline's going to be out there. Brother Ronnie, Miss Savannah's going to be out there with the tent. We're going to be having a good time. Amen. And it's going to be just a really good time. But I just pray that this church will show up. Amen. We want to show the community that, first of all, we love our teens. And we are against the enemy. Okay? We have to understand, we don't wrestle with flesh and... Y'all ain't gonna hear me. So we're going to have to go, and we're going to have to cast down that flesh stuff. Amen? Amen.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.